and you gotta compete, you gotta make sure you match that physicality, that aspect of the game, in order to be successful. So, you know, tonight, good effort. I think the most popular thing is that the whole team brought an intensity and activity, especially defensively, that sent the tone and was able to give us a really good pace out there. So that's what I'm, you know, really, really happy about. And now we gotta make sure we tune in again and then we focus on for game two.
Pau Gasol, Eric Pincus, Hoops World. Two questions. In the very beginning of the game, you seemed uncomfortable, some turnovers and difficulty, and then you progressed and responded. Can you talk about how what it took to adjust to the game, and then also how is it playing with this team, the Celtics, with a healthy Andrew Bynum next to you?
At first, you know, you could feel a little bit more the tension of the game, the start of the finals. You know, so you're not always in fully, you know, aggressive and certain with my moves. Then, you know, I was able to hit my first three shots, so that was good. That was positive, and you know, it was great to have Andrew. Obviously, he was a big factor tonight. You know, it really contributed in different ways, and you know, we want to see him as much as possible out there.
Left side over here, standing.
Well, we've talked about it every single game during the playoffs, points in the paint. You guys dominated by 18 again. You keep doing that. You feel you could never lose a game, truthfully? I mean, that's domination.
Yeah, we did a good job tonight on getting to the paint and finishing and just being aggressive and understanding the kind of defense they play. So we just got to continue to do that. I think we continue also to do a good job rebounding the ball. We've given ourselves a really good chance to, you know, have second chance points and, you know, can control the rebounding on a defensive end. So, you know, did a good job overall. I mean, just took a very complete game.
Go ahead, Pau.
Yes.
Pau.
Yes.
You know how this went 2 years ago. Was it important for you personally to make a statement?
You know, for me it was important just to, you know, play hard, be aggressive, and help as much as possible out there. You know, win the first game. That was my mindset tonight. Now, there was no statements to be made. You know, our goal is to win the championship. You know, not just the first game, and not just to make a statement here right now. So, you know, that's, you know, it was a good step. You know, obviously we're happy about the result tonight, but now we just got to focus for in game two.
Pau, Masuete run, but you seem to be in another zone physically. I've never seen you this physical in a long time, even though you say it was subdued. Did you make a special effort to, you know, to really reach deep and play the physical game?
I was ready. I mean, I was just ready to play, and you know, I like the challenge, and you know, I'm ready to step up and play. So, you know, that's all I did.
Kobe, were you surprised by how easily you were the more physical team, winning rebounds, points in the paint, as well as second chance opportunities with ease?
No, I mean, we just responded to the challenge, play well, you know, rebound the ball well. You know, something that we've done all year. So, yeah, really surprised.
In the middle, in the second round. Kobe, can I ask you? I know you've been focusing on just the big picture rather than small pictures, but at the same time, this idea of getting off to a good start. 2 years ago, you lost the first game. You never were able to lead in the series. How important is it to get off to this good start, especially when you have the home court advantage and it's on your home court?
You know, at this point, you know, the important thing is to win every game. That's, you know, a good start is, you know, that's absolutely the key. You want to take game one, and now it's game two, you want to win game two. And, you know, and so on and so on. So, I mean, it's not necessarily about having a great start as much as it is, you know, trying to win the series.
Right here in this corner?
Yes, Pau, please. I have a question for you from Rafael Nadal, who is playing in Paris. He told us that you were, for the whole Spanish sport, a really inspiring model, that you were a pioneer being successful abroad. And he wanted to know if, though you're playing the finals, you had time to watch his game.
He plays tomorrow, I think, the second game, second semifinal. So I'm keeping up with him. I think it'll be, if I wake up earlier tomorrow, I'll be able to maybe watch a little bit of it.
He's getting his rest.
But I definitely need my rest, for sure. I'll just see the stats.
Do you know him very well?
We talk regularly today. It was his birthday today, so I wished him happy birthday, and I wished him good luck for tomorrow against Meltzer. So, yeah, we talk.
Okay, thank you.
Ken, second row, right?
Kobe, Ken Berger from CBSSports.com. There was a moment midway through the fourth when Ron had a block on Big Baby. It led to a run out and a dunk by Powell. Into the timeout, he came to the bench. He gave him a big emotional hug. What were you trying to convey to him in that moment, and what are you trying to convey in general in this series to your guys in terms of what you need from them to get this done?
Well, yeah, it was a big play for us, and I was happy with the play that he made, and I was excited for him. I think, you know, he does a great job for us, you know, setting the tone, you know, defensively with his intensity and with his energy. And, you know, just letting them know that's well appreciated.
And Andrew in the locker room was addressing how vocal you were tonight, how vocal you've been on the floor in timeouts throughout the playoffs. Where is that coming from, and what are you trying to get across?
You know, I've been that way. I mean, it's just making sure we're all on the same page and execute properly.
Willie here in the corner.
Kobe, Willie May, WBGC Radio. Talk about what do you expect in game two from the Celtics, and talk about Shannon Brown and Jordan Plummer's production tonight.
Our bench came in and did a great job. I mean, it really sparked us, particularly at the end of the first quarter. It really turned things around for us. And going into halftime as well, I did a good job. In terms of game two, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it much. I'm sure we'll look at it tomorrow and be ready for the adjustments game two.
Mark, back left.
Mark Spears, Yahoo Sports. Kobe, much has been said so far about the Celtics defense and their success. What did you see against them tonight? Was there any interest in wrinkle, and why were you successful against them?
We did a good job moving the ball. That's really a big key for us, is ball movement, executing properly, make sure our spacing is good. And tonight it worked pretty well.
And also, just talk about the impact you had getting their guys in foul trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, just being aggressive and, getting the bodies, and tonight I got the benefit of the whistle.
Expect such high scores, and yet 102 against the Celtics, they don't give up 100 very often. It surprised you to have 84 points, especially through three quarters?
Yeah, and, that was surprising. That's not something that we're hanging our hats on in terms of scoring 100 points. We hang our hats on defending and rebounding.
Mark on the right.
Kobe, how did you think the matchup with Rondo went? Like you expected, or?
It was okay. I mean, it's pretty much what we expected. Just try to keep him out of lane as much as possible.
Eric, last question in the middle.
Kobe, two questions, or I'll try to get in. Before Powell got here, you were playing with different level of talent. Now that Ron is here and you're playing the Celtics 2 years later, can you talk about how it is going to, well, figurative war with a guy like Ron against this particular team? And then also, do you see yourself as any different than you were a year ago going through the finals? I mean, just my impression of how you're communicating with us is different. You were a little surly last year.
I don't know what that means.
Kind of short, short. Not in height, but,
No, I don't know.
As far as Ron?
Ron was great. I mean, he's, he's gave us a physical presence, to go against, some of these bigger forwards. And, on top of that, he's just a great all-around player. He can shoot, he can penetrate, he can post, he can do a multitude of things. And, in the Phoenix series in Game 6, he showcased his full repertoire. I mean, a lot of times in this team, kind of goes unnoticed, because you have so many skillful players. It's early enough for you.
Thank you, guys.
Tomorrow practice here at Staples. Lakers open practice from 12 to 12:30. 12:30 to 1 for media availability.